Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Super Bowl 57 coming to you live from State Farm Arena in Arizona. That will be on Monday our time. Sunday, of course, over there in the US of A. We've already been talking about all the ads being sold out. So it's a windfall for Fox. They are the broadcasters this year. Now, what are you going to do when you're watching it? Are you going to have a little interest in it? Well, we find out what to do with your money. We talked to Jared Condon from readingtheplay.com.au. G'day, Jared.
How are you, Jimmy? Sorry if there's a bit of noise in the background, mate. That's just the truck backing up at the moment. We're just ready to just keep tipping the money on the Eagles.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll get to that. That must be an old truck too, because it's not beeping like these new trucks do. So there you go. Hey, mate, I want to ask you overall as we go to this Super Bowl, the season as it was from an NFL point of view. I know we've covered it here on the program and in the podcast as well, but thoughts overall?
Oh, I think it was a fantastic season, Jimmy. You know, the AFC was probably a little bit more competitive than the NFC, but we ended up with a fantastic playoff series. There was so much question mark even in the final two or three weeks about who was going to end up in the key seeding positions, even as high as seeding number one on one side of the draw. Just fantastic. I've absolutely loved every minute of it. I think it's just been a high quality season, fantastic playoff series, and I think we end up with the right two teams in the Super Bowl. And rightfully they were each the number one seed. Some question marks about whether the Chiefs may have been a little bit lucky to end up with that, given what happened in that major game between the Bengals and the Bills that was called off. But they still got their way through. The Bills got beat. They then beat the Bengals. They're now in the Super Bowl. They've been here, done it before. They've got an outstanding combination between a very experienced coach who many years ago did it all at the Eagles in rebuilding and making that franchise incredibly competitive. And now here at the Chiefs has just done an outstanding job. And we see, Sirianni has taken all before him with the Eagles this year. Jimmy, they started favoured 19 of the 20 games that they've played this season. They've outstanding record, come through their two playoff games with very decisive wins, 38-7, then 31-7. And that latest game over the 49ers, which I think is a very strong form line. So I think we end up with the best on the back of what's just been an amazing season. And Jimmy, I saw 2 days ago, it's media week in these next few days leading into the Super Bowl. There was 128 tables plus then all the network coverage set aside in the big media room, which is the biggest exposure they've ever had for the game.
Yeah. Well, we had Matt Leo on the program yesterday, probably not going to get any game time for the Philadelphia Eagles. He signed a future contract with them. It's incredible to see him in that system. And then, of course, the outstanding story from an Australian perspective is Jordan Mailata, who's, not a punter. He's not a bit part player. He's a key man in this Philadelphia offense, and it's incredible.
He's just a big boy from Bankstown, isn't he? And he swats them like flies. I mean, he is just a man mountain. And he's had an outstanding season. He made his name as he worked into the starting side last year, and he's just gone from strength to strength. And here he is in the Super Bowl. I mean, what a dream.
He is the 14th highest paid offensive tackle in the league, and they say he's just scratching the surface about what he's going to be capable of doing. I want to take you back, though, to the point you made about the two best sides getting in there. And I will say this, and this is why the Philadelphia Eagles create a question mark around that. And that Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch from the 49ers say, yeah, hang on, Jared. We had we didn't even have our fourth best quarterback, and he got knocked out during the course of the game. So that's, I know you talked about those big wins that they've had in the playoffs, but that's my question mark around those big wins. How do you, and also the other thing, the Jalen Hurts injury that we think, he's back and playing, but you see what he's been doing when he throws longer than 10 yards and he hasn't been finding his mark.
Well, I don't think he needs to, Jimmy. They've got the best ground game, the best running game, and it is rated the number one ground game in the competition. So he doesn't necessarily have to throw long. And you're right, there's key question marks about both because Mahomes has obviously had an ankle sprain, which is going to cause him a little bit of discomfort. He's had the benefit of an extra week. But, Jimmy, yes, you're right about that question mark over the 49ers and what did they actually put forward in attack. Mm. But, Jimmy, they were a highly rated defensive team that had 31 points put through them, and I think that they were lucky that there wasn't at least another late touchdown in that game because Sirianni had packed up the bongos and was ready to rest all his key players for the last 6 or 7 minutes of the last quarter. Yeah, so they've been positive with what they've done with their running game. As I just mentioned, that the number one. Well, the key thing is that on the other side of the ball, the Chiefs are rated number 22 in defence against the run game. And on the 7 occasions that the Eagles this year have played any team that have been rated in the bottom 11 or below, which is where the Chiefs sit, they're 7 from 7. Mm. And they've absolutely dominated against that level of defence. They also have the number one pass defence game in the competition up against one of the number one passing quarterbacks. I think they match up very well on both sides of the ball. And, we've said for a number of weeks, Jimmy, in our little chats about the NFL each week, that the Eagles have kept flying under the radar, but they ended up at number one seed. They come through with two very clear margin wins in the playoffs for mine, and I think that they match up against this Chiefs side exceptionally well.
Yeah, so I take all that on board. They have got an excellent run game, and that's a concern for the Chiefs. I will say this, though. If you're looking for star power in this Super Bowl, and it's interesting about where you're going with your tip and where I'm going with mine, if you look at the star power, it certainly resides with the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, no doubt, Jimmy. And, he's freakish what he can do with the ball at times. And we only have to go back to that last game against the Bengals, and I think it was his first touchdown. It was a sideways arm throw that was at speed, bang on the mark of the man he wanted to find in the red zone. And that particular player was probably his third option with his eyes as he looked left, then went far right and came back toward the post. And bang, just put the ball through. I mean, he's been freakish with what he's done over the last 4 years. He's a pleasure to watch, and he's an absolute pleasure, I think, to listen to, and he's an ornament to the game. And we've just got a classic matchup with two very good quarterbacks, very different styles of plays. I mean, Hurts is very much a run game, and he's very much offensive in the way that he uses his body, those big legs, and it causes some of those issues that he's picked up with injury. But great matchup. I'm very keen about the Eagles. I thought the minus one is just a little bit too generous. I think that they can win, and I think they'll end up going away with at least a 7 or more point victory on Monday.
Okay, so you're going the minus one at Top Sport. You can get the $1.88 for that one. I'll go the plus one. You'll get the $1.97 for that one, the Kansas City Chiefs. What about any other plays that you might see for the listeners, Jared?
I think the best on field is Hurts for mine. Jimmy, I think he was very good in that most recent game against the 49ers. I think if the Eagles are to play the way that I think they will, he's the key man to make that happen. So I'm all about him for best on field, and just a classic matchup. And Jimmy, we've got the NFL halftime entertainment, possibly the greatest sporting halftime entertainment that we see anywhere around the world every year. And this year we've got Rihanna, so I'm sure that'll just be amazing. Monday from 9 o'clock onwards, just sit down, lap it all up. It's just a fantastic day for mine.
Absolutely. Patrick Mahomes, the 220 favourite at Top Sport, and Jalen Hurts, your man, $2.30. And then My man, the wide receiver, AJ Brown, $15. So there you go, the two quarterbacks shooting it out there.
Jimmy, AJ Brown, we need to get the ball, don't we? He only saw touches in the first quarter in their last game, and then second, third and fourth quarter, and he had been very much a go-to man for Hurts. He didn't receive the ball. I also think that probably underlines a bit of the strength around the options that Hurts has had, and also the way Sirianni, their coach, has played their attack and scheme in who they've matched up against. Jimmy, before we leave the NFL, I mean, have you ever done a darkness retreat?
I'm thinking about doing it. I've had some lightness retreats. I've had some retreats where I basically get told by my wife what I should and shouldn't be doing. I think they're sort of darkness retreats. But, yes, that's our man Aaron Rodgers, right?
Oh, he's a bit of a strange cat, isn't he? And so he's just released in the last couple of days and he's now going on a darkness retreat to consider his navel and decide what he's going to do and where he wants to play next year. I mean, He's a strange fellow, that guy. I don't know if we ever saw that. And if anybody else was to quote that, I don't know that would have got the headlines that he will. And this will just be the major story playing out next week about where was the retreat and what does the darkness retreat mean and where's Aaron Rodgers going to end up. Very, very interesting. And Jimmy, just a last snippet yesterday out of the Broncos, the Denver Broncos, with their big signing of Sean Payton as their new head coach. Mm. One of the very first questions he picked up in his press conference was... would Russell Wilson still have his personal coaches on board next year to assist him? And it was a very blunt no.
I think Sean will be okay with that. I think he's been there, done that with Mr. Breeze and had a great deal of success.
Yeah, very interesting watch on them next year, Jimmy.
Yeah. Travis Kelce, if you want to find some value for your MVP, Travis Kelce at $15. He'll have three touchdowns. Is the way I'm going to it. All right, mate.
Three touchdowns.
You heard it here first. Okay. we are on poles apart on who we think is going to win this game, but that's all right. That's what it's all about. Thank you, mate. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your Monday, most importantly.
I better rush, Jimmy. That's a truck out the back. I'm just going to help them again.
Yeah, pull it up.
See you, Jimmy.